Welcome to today's CRM Customer Roundtable session sponsored by Siebel Systems. My name is Justin Schreiber and I am Director of Product Marketing at Siebel. And this is the second in a three-part series of customer roundtables in which we've invited customers to come and share with all of you their experiences and insights relating to the deployment and use of CRM applications in order to achieve business impact. Today's session will be moderated by Rebecca Wedeman, who is Vice President of Research at Nucleus Research. Rebecca is responsible for directing and managing Nucleus's industry-leading quantitative research team. She's written many and presented many presentations on the subject of enterprise applications, CRM, collaboration and integration technology and its impact on business. She's an expert on the financial analysis of technology and is the author of numerous return on investment or ROI studies and reports. We'll also be joined today by two customers. The first is Steve Parker, who's director of sales at leaderpromos.com. And secondly, we'll be joined by Peter Polis, who's the CEO of Fiberdyne Labs. Peter is the owner and founder of Fiberdyne Labs. Fiberdyne employs approximately 180 individuals and is a leading manufacturer of fiber optic products. So, Rebecca, with that, we'll go ahead and turn the time over to you.
Great, Justin. Thank you, and thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Now I'd like for us to move to speaking with our customers on the customer roundtable. Peter Polis from Fiberdyne Labs and Steve Parker from Leader Promos. Now, Steve, I'll start with you today. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about your background in Leader Promos and the first of our set of questions. What are the key benefits that you've achieved from your CRM initiative?
Great. Thanks very much. I guess, you know, my background at Leader Promos is a relatively recent one. One of the first things I did when I came in was look for a CRM solution, because when I came into the company, they were not using any type of CRM. And the big problem we had is we didn't know who our customers were. We didn't know where they were. Everybody was literally keeping track of their customers and prospects in manila files, which were stacked all over the office the first day I walked in. So we had no idea who our customer base was. We had no idea who we were supposed to be calling on, if we'd ever called them back after they'd placed an order the first time. So we had a huge improvement right out of the chute when we implemented CRM, because all of a sudden we could find out who our accounts were. We knew how often they were being contacted. We can easily go back to them for more business. Look for other contacts within the company, just do general sales types work that weren't being done before. And I think that was just an immediately and measurable result that happened, you know, within that first 30 to 60 days once we had all what turned out to be almost 3,000 customers and prospects into the system. Suddenly we had all this information that before was scattered all over the office in paper. And I think that leads to the second big thing that really helped us out was that we were able to form longer-term relationships, where before we were getting maybe 90% of our business from new business every month. We've been able to focus on repeat business now because we know who to go back to and ask for more business. So we've been able to already improve that to about 70% of our business is new, 30% repeats. We've increased our repeat business already. And our ultimate goal there is to probably get closer to maybe 30% new and 70% repeat as we move through the next year here.
That's great. So really being able to both understand what your customers are doing and understand how you can leverage customer retention to continue to grow that customer base instead of always prospecting for new customers. And Peter, what about you? Tell us a little bit about your business and what the big benefits you've gotten from CRM are.
Well, basically, Fiberdyne Labs, we manufacture fiber optic products for use really across industries. We sell to the cable TV industry, the telephone industry, Fortune 500s. Federal GSA type customers, and so we saw basically right across industry. And one of the problems that we were having is that when we'd have a turnover with our employees, we did not have a central system. Everyone had some type of a gold mine or contact program on their computer, and when they would leave, we would lose 40 to 60% of our current customer base that they were covering. And the employees basically felt that the information they had, they would take with them. So it put us into a situation where we're losing, you know, 40-60% of our customers. And once we implemented Siebel, everything is now remotely hosted, and we have so when an employee leaves, we basically just have to go in and change ownership, and we are retaining basically 100% of our customers. So there was a significant difference benefit because of that. But probably the most significant advantage that we've received so far was prior to Siebel, we were working on what we call a territorial basis, where we would take the country and divide it into different territories. And then in those particular territories, let's say, for example, California, we would break California down into different vertical markets like education, utilities, cable TV, telephone, manufacturers, banks, et cetera. And we would assign those vertical markets to different salespeople. But we found out once we got Siebel, what we did is we entered in every possible customer, for example, every possible cable TV location in the Siebel, so that we had 100% of the customers in the Siebel. So what that did for us, when you start to add up all the different vertical markets, it suddenly multiplied our potential market by thousands. And right now we're doing 100% coverage of California in that particular vertical market.
That's fantastic. So if we talk about quantifying those benefits, taking it through from identifying where the growth opportunities are to really understanding how they hit the bottom line, Steve, what was the most straightforward or easiest benefit to quantify for your team?
Well, I think, you know, initially as we looked at it, we were just able to, by handling each lead better, we were able to get more sales per lead. We were able to increase our sales force and therefore increase our sales. We went from a total of about 4 salespeople up to 12 today, and probably shooting for like 18 by mid next year. We've been able to take the same amount of marketing dollars that we were using to generate this group of leads and turn it into a much bigger group of business. So our sales are up 50 to 60% over where we were last year at this time. And we attribute most of it to the fact that we have implemented CRM that has allowed us to really know who our customers are and get the most out of each one of them.
That's great. So getting more bang out of everything you spend on marketing, but also really getting more out of your existing customers.
Prior to using Siebel, we had about 17 salespeople. And once we implemented Siebel, we immediately started to increase our sales and our profit. And we've implemented Siebel now for about 14 months, and we basically have doubled our sales. Our sales force went from 17 to around 33 right now, and we have more than tripled our profit.
Excellent. And what kind of a timeline did it take for you to achieve these kind of benefits? Or I guess how long you've been working on this to date, Steve?
Well, we implemented, basically we kicked it off the 1st of July. Mm-hmm. And since we were coming from a paper system, we pretty much had to do data entry for the first 6 to 8 weeks. But by the end of August, we'd had, you know, close to 3,000 customers and prospects on the system. And all of a sudden, you know, we were reaping the benefits, you know, after about that 8-week process.
Well, Peter and Steve, thanks very much for sharing your insights with me. Just to wrap up, I would point out a couple of key things that I think we've found today in walking through the experience of some customers. There are certainly some cost savings opportunities, but both Peter and Steve have shown some great examples of how they can leverage CRM to really look to greater growth within their organization. And they've certainly both done a great job of identifying those initial benefits, but also keeping the focus and continuing to determine on an ongoing basis how they can get more value. Certainly a key best practice that we see is keeping user adoption, incentives, and milestones in mind, so engaging with the sales team to get them on board and help them understand how it can be beneficial for them. And finally, as both Peter and Steve are doing today, really continuing to evaluate and evolve what the next opportunities are to leverage their existing investment in CRM to drive greater growth and greater value for the organization. So with that, I will turn it back over to you, Justin, for questions.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Rebecca. We will go ahead and conclude this session. I'd like to extend a special thanks to Rebecca for moderating our presentation today, as well as to Steve and Peter for providing some very keen insights into the types of benefits that they're seeing from CRM and how the tool has allowed them to grow their CRM, their business. And with that, well, thank you all very much.